So before we move on, it's so nice churning the nectar here with the six Goswamis, where we're very safe. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutatim avyayam. The internal potency of the Lord, that comes from Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world, is manifest in the hearts of the Mahatmas, or the pure devotees. And therefore, to get love of Krishna, it's not that we approach Krishna, but we approach the devotee, the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And by that contact with great souls who carry Krishna within their heart, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantakstena Gadavrita. Maharaj Yudhisthira glorified Vidura, and he said, Bhavadbida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantakstena Gadavrita. That you are verily a holy place personified because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. And therefore, you can purify even the places of pilgrimage. So, as we hear about the six Goswamis and their activities, we can have their association, actually, by hearing their names, by hearing of their pastimes, and then by following in their footsteps. We can actually attain the perfection of life. And this is the method given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has advised that we follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, who he empowered, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano Sadharma Samstarpako. They established what Lord Chaitanya was teaching, and they put it in a form that everyone could follow all over the world. We have Upadeshamrita, we have the Nectar of Devotion, which is the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And these literatures literally give us a step-by-step guide of how to enter into the spiritual world, how to enter in Vrindavan. One of the verses here, singing about the glorifying the Goswami, says, Anandam buddhivarda naika nipano kaivalya nishtarako, which means that the Goswamis were expert at giving the nectar from Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Krishna. Do we have a middle space? Is there activities out there or anything available in the Vaitarani? They could destroy this dangerous position of kaivalya, which means this conception of mayavad, that there is no God, or that we're all God. Or as Satyadev Prabhu explains it so succinctly, there's three ways of looking at it. Give it to us, Satya, so that you can do it just right.
Well, there's a gross materialist. The gross materialist, he says, I want to be the boss. And that's the mentality. Let me be number one. That's 99%, 0.9% of everyone who come to this world. And then there's the person who says that, we're all boss. Right? If we're all boss, then there's no boss. So that's the Mayavad philosophy. I'm God, you're God. No one's superior to me. Gross materialist says, I want to be the boss. I don't want anyone to be superior to me. Mayavad says, we're all boss. There's still nobody superior to me. I don't have to bow down to anyone. And then there is the atheist who says, actually, there's no boss. So again, I don't have to bow down to, there's no one to bow down to. So three types of persons, in their own way, want to avoid surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Then, of course, we have the fourth here, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi, as described of the Goswamis, that every day they counted how many times they would bow down before the Lord. Scheduled measurement. Sankhya means to count. Sankhya purva kanama gana natibi, how much they chanted. Numerical strength, they showed the way. How by chanting a fixed number of mantras every day, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
By fixing oneself in association with that mantra, as passed down by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis, then one's constantly in contact with Krishna's personal energy. That means his internal potency is there within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So they showed the way that there is a boss, and he described who that boss is. And they made it their business, their whole business, to bow down to that boss and to chant his names and to circumambulate Govardhan Hill and to live in Vrindavan, all these devotional activities to hear about the Lord. So especially by stopping every day to associate with these Goswamis, either by hearing about them or especially by following their footsteps, by counting, chanting this Maha Mantra that's given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally also chanted, counted, and following their footsteps, hearing about Krishna, living in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan because Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji are here, even though we're in the middle of an industrial park next to a car tinting, car detailing auto shop. Inexplicably, Radha and Krishna have appeared here by the request of the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, who has inspired devotees all over the world and who has invited the Lord to come into the United States and all over the world so that we can have association. So while we were singing these prayers to the six Goswamis, I was noticing especially that Banabhata Prabhu was feeling great happiness and ecstasy, as he spent a lot of time in Vrindavan and a lot of time cultivating Krishna consciousness. So we want to hear from, pardon? And we want to hear from Banabhata Prabhu, who has so kindly come here to the Bay Area to give everyone his association. If you just, any thoughts or realization you have about the Goswami prayers or anything else you want to give us at this point from your heart, Bana?
I was just vaguely realizing when we were chanting this how this process we have is so incredibly powerful, because in the spiritual world, the name of the object and the object itself are completely non-different. And therefore, just like we know also, the instructions of our spiritual preceptors are also non-different from them themselves. And so if one simply chants with the proper mood, then the six Goswamis are there personally to give their blessings. And so as we were chanting, I was realizing that it's all a matter of desire. And it's also very inspiring to be able to come down here to the temple here in San Jose, because it's there's so much hearing and chanting goes on, and the intensity of that just naturally brings out that desire, even though, you know, being a conditioned soul, even the desire to have it's not there. But it's so powerful, this process, and it's so direct, coming directly from Krishna and our preceptors like the six Goswamis, that even without having the desire, we're flooded with the waves of love of God. And so I was just meditating on my extreme good fortune just being part of it.
In Vrindavan, of course, thank you very much, Banabhata Prabhu. In Vrindavan, one time I went on to parikram around Vrindavan with Banabhata, It was, I think it was in the 70s, and it was still just a dirt path going around Vrindavan. Now, of course, they paved the whole thing. It's paved all the way around, so it's a little hard on the feet walking, and also there's cars coming and so many things. Vrindavan's definitely changed from when, back in 1975 was the first time I went there for the temple opening, and the Jamuna was clear, you could swim there all day long, and it was just a dirt path, the going around Vrindavan. And one day, Banabhata Prabhu, who was going every day, I think, around Vrindavan, took me around on a parikram. And we got partway around, and we were out in a lonely section of Vrindavan, and a pack of wild dogs took after us. And they came charging towards us, snarling, and I thought we were done for, but he picked up a big rock and started chanting, Shri Nishringa, Jai Nishringa, Jai Jai Nishringa. And they turned around and went, row, 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 row. And I always remember, among other things, Banabhata Prabhu saved my life right there in Vrindavan. So I'm, that's just a small thing, but I'm grateful to him for so many other things. Hare Krishna. So now we've talked a little bit about the Goswamis. We've heard the vibration passed down to us about the Goswamis. And now let's hear something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is the one who is actually, he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is Radha and Krishna combined. He is Krishna himself. He is not avatar, but he is avatari. He has appeared in this world to, first and foremost, to taste the love which Radharani has for Krishna. And he comes as a devotee himself to actually taste that love, because he sees that it's more intense than anything, and he wants to experience it for himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and spreads this knowledge of Goloka Vrindavan, actually, without his gift to the world, this understanding of Goloka Vrindavan, of Vrindavan Dham, is not available anywhere except for through his distribution. You can know something about Vaikuntha, but in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that even the residents of Vaikuntha are amazed at hearing about the pastimes in Vrindavan, where the devotees actually play with the Lord as a friend. Sometimes they jump on his shoulders and they say, "You're not such a big man." And they wrestle him to the ground, and where the gopis of Vrindavan are in a conjugal rasa with the Lord. So these things are not evident anywhere except through the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought them to the world and distributed them widely to people who had no previous understanding of spiritual life at all. So it's the most amazing thing, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the most magnanimous of all. Namo Maha Vananaya Avatar, the most magnanimous of all of the appearances of Krishna, because he's distributing pure love for Krishna to everybody. So in the Sri Chaitanya Chandamrita, which was translated by our god brother Kushakrata Prabhu, who recently passed away from this world in glory in the Holy Dham. He spent his most of his life that I knew him, when I first saw him in San Diego, California, just after I joined the movement, in the Brahmachari Ashram. There was a lineup for the shower there, and he had all the Brahmacharis there learning whole chapters of Bhagavad Gita. And pretty much learned Sanskrit by himself, and then he began translating many, many wonderful books from the Sanskrit into English. This is one of them that he translated, called Sri Chaitanya Chandamrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. And there's one verse that I'm going to read to you before we sing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this verse, perhaps if I chant it out loud, then you can repeat. Yata yata gaura padara vinde.
Yata yata gaura padara vinde.
Vindeta bhaktim krita punya rashi.
Vindeta bhaktim krita punya rashi.
Tata tato sarpati hridyakasmad. Radha padambhoja sadhambhurashi. Yata yata.
To what extent?
Gaura.
Gaura.
Of Lord Gaura.
Pada.
Feet.
Feet.
Aravinde.
Lotus.
Vindeta.
Fines.
Bhaktim.
Devotion.
Krita.
Performed.
Punya.
Of pious deeds.
Rashihi.
A host.
Tata tata.
To that extent.
Utsarpati.
Arises.
Hridi.
In the heart.
Akasmat.
Spontaneously.
Radha.
Of
Srimati Radharani.
Pada.
Feet.
Ampoja.
Of the lotus.
Suda Ambu.
Of the nectar.
Rashi.
A flood. Translation. When a pious person attains devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani suddenly floods his heart. Please repeat. When a pious person attains devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Gaura,
the ocean of nectar
from the lotus feet
of Srimati Radharani
suddenly floods his heart.
I'll
read the translation again one more time. When a pious person attains devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani suddenly floods his heart. So this is the gateway to understanding Radha and Krishna. We often, when it comes to Radhastami and you ask someone, please come and speak about Srimati Radharani, we can speak in some abstract way about the potent and the potency, as there's fire and then the heat and light that come from the fire, and they're one, but they're different at the same time. So Krishna is the potent, Radharani is the potency. We should also cultivate this understanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the first step in spiritual realization is to know sambandhagyan, or our relationship with God, because we have to know the relationship. Who are we? Where are we? You have look at a map and say, you are here. You know, you look in the Mahatattva. Otherwise, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we're stuck in this banyan tree. It's a Urdhva mula mada shakam ashvatam prahurab yam chandamsi yasiparna niyastam veda saveda vit adash chordvam prashtritas tasya shaka guna pravrida vishaya pravala adash mulan anusantatani karmani bandini manushya loke. And on and on he describes how this whole world is a very complicated mess we've gotten ourselves into, actually. How to understand what's the top, what's the bottom, where the karma started, where it all ends. These things are impossible, difficult to understand. But we can hear from the Shastra, from the Bhagavad Gita, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Apareyam itostanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam daryate jagat. That besides this material energy, there's a superior energy of mind, and that's the jiva. So there's the jiva who's struggling hard in this material nature. That's me. And maintaining this material energy that's going on. And also, besides jiva, then there's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he has his shaktis, his energies. So there's the internal energy. And the source of the internal energy is Srimati Radharani. And then there's the external energy, which is the Maya Shakti. And so to understand these different potencies and where we, how we are related to them, for instance, when we come under the control of the material nature, then we suffer because this is not our home. We've come to the wrong place. Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam, it's a place of misery. So we should learn how to take shelter of the internal energy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described it that we can have a treasure map because our treasure actually lies there in the spiritual world. And he's given a map. He actually described it like that. There's different places to dig and other places you should avoid digging. And if you dig in the right place, at the right time, under the right circumstances, you will get the treasure. It's there. It's actually our inheritance. It was left to us. We forgot about it. Like, you know, you think you're poor or you think you've lost all your money and then someone comes and says, no, wait a minute. There's been a mistake here. You actually, hey, hold a minute. How many zeros is that? Immediately become wealthy. So this is a sambandha gyan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us, that who we are, actually. We're not related to this world. So nityo nitya sambandha prakritischa paraivasa, that we have an eternal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. And that internal energy is emanating from Srimati Radharani. And she's the most merciful. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to this world, he's the embodiment of Krishna and Radharani at the same time. And he distributes that internal energy to everyone, giving them an opportunity to come in contact and revive their original loving consciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shudachite Kara Odoi. Can everyone move up by 4.2 inches, please? Forward. And then, if we can have in the back and anywhere else, make sure that our fellow participants and God brothers, God sisters have a place that's comfortable. Look around you, make sure that everyone fits in, is comfortable, knows what's going on. So now, following this verse, taking shelter of Lord Gaura, we want to sing a song about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What song do you want to sing? You want to sing a song about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay. So we're going to sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. You want harmonium?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 98, please. Prabhuji, take the drum. So we're following this process. We started with the Guru Parampara. Satyadeva Prabhu explained why. In case you weren't here, it was because the internal energy is distributed by the devotees themselves. This is the process that Krishna gives. Then we sang the Dashavatar Stotram. So we would not think that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are some ordinary pastimes. We would understand that Krishna is all-powerful, but when he appears as an ordinary human being and appears to have loving pastimes with his friends and with his gopis and his mother and father, that he's not some ordinary human being. Then, what did we do? Shad Goswami Ashtakam, because the Goswamis have charted out the course on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They gave us the process of devotional service so that we can actually connect directly with Vrindavan. Then what did we do? Then we heard a verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati, which explained to us that by worshipping Lord Gaura, if we attain love for Lord Gaura, and how do we do that? Let's ask one of our Sankirtan devotees here to say something about that. Nilesh, give him the microphone. What is the ways to worship Lord Gauranga? What is his process?
Learn
Very nice verse. It says that when a pious person surrenders to Lord Chaitanya, then the mercy flows from the Radharani's feet. And I think that is the way to. So we have to come to the platform of pious, if there is more of goodness, and then only you can understand the mystery of the mercy. So that is the way. First thing is to surrender, and then only you can appreciate the mercy of Radharani and Chaitanya.
Thank you very much. Sharanagati, the process of surrender. One sec. I just want to read one verse because we're just before we sing the song, because our entrance into Vrindavan, into understanding Radha and Krishna, comes through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a verse related to some point. This is very practical for everyone here. Because then how do we do that? Can we now go to Vrindavan and sit under a tree and chant all day? Anyone here is ready to volunteer? Yes, I have a couple volunteers. You can see our travel agent outside. But here's a verse in purport picked out from the Madhyalila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Narahari, "I wish you to remain here with my devotees. In this way, the three of you should always execute these three duties for the service of the Lord." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set forth three duties for three different people. Mukunda was to earn money and follow the religious principles, whereas Narahari was to remain with the Lord's devotees, and Raghunandana was to engage in the Lord's service in the temple. Thus, one person worships in the temple, another earns money honestly by executing his professional duty, and yet another preaches Krishna consciousness with the devotees. Apparently, these three types of service appear separate, but actually they are not. When Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the center, everyone can engage in different activities for the service of the Lord. This is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like today, Kriya Shakti Mataji, who Krishna revealed to us because of our, I think it's because of our strong prayers. We wanted to increase the flower seva here at ISV, and we were praying like anything to please show us, bring us a guru who could teach us how to offer Krishna nice flowers. And so suddenly Krishna revealed Kriya Shakti Mataji was here. Hare Krishna. She comes down from her home and she has made these flower arrangements for the Lord. And then other devotees were in cooking all day long. When I came here earlier this morning, the devotees were cooking. And of course, other devotees were out working and then brought and gave donations. Someone wrote in last night and said, and gave an anonymous donation of $401 for the Sankirtan. Other devotees are cleaning. There's some devotees here who are the unsung heroes of ISKCON Silicon Valley who... I think most of us know their names and who they are, but they stay here sometimes till midnight on Wednesdays cleaning. All these are services. They're centered around Krishna consciousness. They're centered for, they're therefore pleasing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they're all transcendental. So raising your children in Krishna consciousness, working for Krishna and donating some of your money to Krishna, coming, doing some service for the Sankirtan movement, all these are ways, by this service, by this seva, we say that your seva will save you. So we get some seva here in the actual bona fide movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that's pushing on the Sankirtan movement in whatever aspect it is, putting up locks on doors or fixing the place or coming and enthusing the devotees. All these, we're all working together, and all these are considered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be service in his Sankirtan movement. By that, we'll actually attain the mercy of the Lord and be able to understand this process of Krishna consciousness.